中级美国英语教程，台湾常春藤解析英语杂志社原版，中央人民广播电台科教部监制。
Lesson 1. Rome wasn't built in a day. Part 1 Reading. English is an international language. Therefore, it is necessary for us to learn it. It can be rewarding or just a waste of time. It's up to you. It depends on how you study it. Here are some tips about learning English. First, don't be afraid to make mistakes. You will learn from them. Second, you must not be shy. Be thick-skinned and speak up. Finally, you must be patient. Remember, Rome wasn't built in a day.
Now listen again. English is an international language. Therefore, it is necessary for us to learn it. It can be rewarding or just a waste of time. It's up to you. It depends on how you study it. Here are some tips about learning English. First, don't be afraid to make mistakes. You will learn from them. Second, you must not be shy. Be thick-skinned and speak up. Finally, you must be patient. Remember, Rome wasn't built in a day.
Lesson 1, Substitution. Number 1. It depends on how you study it. When you do it.
It depends on when you do it.
Where you go.
It depends on where you go.
Number 2. Don't be afraid to make mistakes. Ask questions.
Don't be afraid to ask questions.
Speak up.
Don't be afraid to speak up.
Lesson 2. How to improve your English. Part 1 Dialogue.
Mac is talking to his friend Don.
Hi, Don. How are you doing in your English class?
Not so well, I'm afraid.
What's the problem?
I'm not improving. Tell me, how come your English is so good?
Well, I have an American girlfriend.
Aha! That's it! Now I know what to do.
He runs off. Hey, come back. I was just kidding.
Now listen again. Mac is talking to his friend Don.
Hi, Don. How are you doing in your English class?
Not so well, I'm afraid.
What's the problem?
I'm not improving. Tell me, how come your English is so good?
Well, I have an American girlfriend.
Aha! That's it! Now I know what to do.
He runs off. Hey, come back! I was just kidding! Lesson 3. The City of Song. Part 1. Reading. Listening to music is the favorite pastime of many people all over the world. This is especially true for people living in Vienna, the city of song. Being the home of Mozart, this city is the birthplace of classical music and the waltz. Music fills the air in Vienna. Going to public concerts is often free of charge. And don't forget, Vienna is also home to the world-famous Vienna Boys Choir. No wonder people say Austria is always alive with the sound of music.
Now listen again. Listening to music is the favorite pastime of many people all over the world. This is especially true for people living in Vienna, the city of song. Being the home of Mozart, this city is the birthplace of classical music and the waltz. Music fills the air in Vienna. Going to public concerts is often free of charge. And don't forget, Vienna is also home to the world-famous Vienna Boys Choir. No wonder people say Austria is always alive with the sound of music.
Substitution. Number one. Listening to music is the favorite pastime of many people. Reading.
Reading is the favorite pastime of many people.
Biking.
Biking is the favorite pastime of many people.
Number two. Going to public concerts is often free of charge. Using public toilets.
Using public toilets is often free of charge.
Making local calls.
Making local calls is often free of charge.
Lesson 4. He who hesitates is lost. Part 1. Dialogue.
Mike is in Vienna with his girlfriend, Daisy.
Are you having a good time, Daisy?
Are you kidding? I'm having the time of my life. I loved the concerts.
Concert going is fantastic, but what else can we do?
Biking along the banks of the River Danube could be fun.
It sounds like a great idea.
Let's do it then.
You're right. As they say, he who hesitates is lost.
Now listen again. Mike is in Vienna with his girlfriend, Daisy.
Are you having a good time, Daisy?
Are you kidding? I'm having the time of my life. I loved the concerts.
Concert going is fantastic, but what else can we do?
Biking along the banks of the River Danube could be fun.
It sounds like a great idea.
Let's do it, then.
You're right. As they say, he who hesitates is lost. Lesson 5. Bungee Jumping. Part 1. Reading. Bungee jumping looks like fun. It makes me nervous just to watch someone do it. It certainly takes a lot of guts to jump 1,000 feet above the water with only a rope tied to your legs. It scares me just to think about it. However, it is something I really want to do one day. Some people think I'm crazy. They say to jump is foolish enough, but to have to pay for it is madness. I don't agree. For me, to live a short and exciting life is far better than to live a long and boring one. What do you think?
Now listen again. Bungee jumping looks like fun. It makes me nervous just to watch someone do it. It certainly takes a lot of guts to jump 1,000 feet above the water with only a rope tied to your legs. It scares me just to think about it. However, it is something I really want to do one day. Some people think I'm crazy. They say to jump is foolish enough, but to have to pay for it is madness. I don't agree. For me, to live a short and exciting life is far better than to live a long and boring one. What do you think?
Substitution. Number one. It makes me nervous just to watch someone do it.
It makes Mary go wild to hear Michael Jackson sing.
It surprised me to hear my mom scream. Number two. It scares me just to think about it.
It is good for you to exercise regularly.
It is essential to have a physical checkup once a year. Lesson 6. Nothing ventured, nothing gained. Part 1, Dialogue. Lisa and Bill are talking about their future.
What's your goal in life, Bill?
To fly in the sky and feel as free as a bird.
That's easy.
What do you mean?
Go bungee jumping.
You must be kidding. It's too dangerous.
Well, nothing ventured, nothing gained. Now listen again.
Lisa and Bill are talking about their future.
What's your goal in life, Bill?
To fly in the sky and feel as free as a bird.
That's easy.
What do you mean?
Go bungee jumping.
You must be kidding. It's too dangerous.
Well, nothing ventured, nothing gained.
Lesson 7. Dr. Death. Part 1. Reading. Whether very sick people should be helped to end their own lives is a question many people cannot answer. However, Dr. Kevorkian is an exception. That he has done this more than 20 times is known to everyone. Some say what he is doing is immoral. They call him Dr. Death. Others say what he is doing is merciful. They call it mercy killing. Whether Dr. Kevorkian should be allowed to continue doing this is a real problem for the government. There seem to be two sides to the argument. Which side are you on?
Now listen again. Whether very sick people should be helped to end their own lives is a question many people cannot answer. However, Dr. Kevorkian is an exception. That he has done this more than 20 times is known to everyone. Some say what he is doing is immoral. They call him Dr. Death. Others say what he is doing is merciful. They call it mercy killing. Whether Dr. Kevorkian should be allowed to continue doing this is a real problem for the government. There seem to be two sides to the argument. Which side are you on?
Substitution. Number one. Whether very sick people should be helped to end their own lives is a question many people cannot answer.
Whether the company should hire him is something the boss has to decide.
Whether the man killed his wife is something we'll never know. Number two, that he has done this more than 20 times is known to everyone.
That he divorced his nagging wife is not surprising.
That the prisoners escaped was an embarrassment to the guards. Lesson 8. No hearts or no brains? Part 1. Dialogue. Helen and Dick are talking about the previous article.
I don't understand how people can think Dr. Kevorkian is doing the right thing.
Well, helping people die with dignity is not that bad, is it?
Don't you know? Where there is life, there is hope.
Come on, be realistic. Those people who want to die are suffering. It's better that they go quickly and painlessly.
All you men have no heart.
And all you women have no brains.
Now listen again.
Helen and Dick are talking about the previous article.
I don't understand how people can think Dr. Kevorkian is doing the right thing.
Well, helping people die with dignity is not that bad, is it?
Don't you know? Where there is life, there is hope.
Come on, be realistic. Those people who want to die are suffering. It's better that they go quickly and painlessly.
All you men have no hearts.
And all you women have no brains. Lesson 9. Be thoughtful. Part 1. Reading. Being thoughtful simply means thinking of others before yourself. What you say or do will have an effect on others. So it is important that you think before you say or do anything. In this way, you can avoid hurting others' feelings. Moreover, a thoughtless act or remark can spoil a perfect relationship. Remember these rules. If you don't have anything nice to say, don't say anything. Likewise, if you think what you do will hurt others, don't do it. After all, what goes around comes around.
Now listen again. Being thoughtful simply means thinking of others before yourself. What you say or do will have an effect on others. So it is important that you think before you say or do anything. In this way, you can avoid hurting others' feelings. Moreover, a thoughtless act or remark can spoil a perfect relationship. Remember these rules. If you don't have anything nice to say, don't say anything. Likewise, if you think what you do will hurt others, don't do it. After all, what goes around comes around.
Substitution. Number 1. What you say or do will have an effect on others.
What you ordered is not available.
What the child needs is love. Number 2. It is important that you think before you say or do anything.
It is essential that you abide by these rules.
It is advisable that he see a doctor immediately. Lesson 10. What are friends for? Part 1. Dialogue. Jane meets her old friend, Fred.
Hi, Fred. How's everything?
Not so good, I'm afraid. supporting a family is becoming more and more difficult these days.
What you say can't be more true. Everything is so expensive. I can hardly make ends meet myself.
Oh, really? Do you need any money? What I have is not much, but I can loan you some.
I'm okay. Thanks for being so thoughtful anyway.
What are friends for?
Now listen again.
Jane meets her old friend, Fred.
Hi, Fred. How's everything?
Not so good, I'm afraid. Supporting a family is becoming more and more difficult these days.
What you say can't be more true. Everything is so expensive. I can hardly make ends meet myself.
Oh, really? Do you need any money? What I have is not much, but I can loan you some.
I'm okay. Thanks for being so thoughtful anyway.
What are friends for? Lesson 11. Power Without Pollution. Part 1. Reading. Pollution is a big problem in almost all the big cities of the world. City people are, therefore, becoming more and more worried about how they can get rid of pollution. They are also concerned about whether the government is doing enough to protect the environment. However, people in Ireland don't have these worries. They are sure that they have found the answer to the problem. They use windmills. These windmills can create power without creating pollution. This method is so successful that other countries are thinking of doing the same. Why not? What works for Ireland can work for any other country.
Now listen again. Pollution is a big problem in almost all the big cities of the world. City people are, therefore, becoming more and more worried about how they can get rid of pollution. They are also concerned about whether the government is doing enough to protect the environment. However, people in Ireland don't have these worries. They are sure that they have found the answer to the problem. They use windmills. These windmills can create power without creating pollution. This method is so successful that other countries are thinking of doing the same. Why not? What works for Ireland can work for any other country.
Substitution, number one. City people are, therefore, becoming more and more worried about how they can get rid of pollution.
The article deals with how we can avoid getting AIDS.
The boss touched on why he fired the worker. Number two, they are sure that they have found the answer to the problem.
Mike thinks he has the key to success.
The coach said that the road to victory is through practice. Lesson 12. Stop the noise. Part 1. Dialogue.
Mr. Chen is talking to his neighbor, Mrs. Wang.
May I have a word with you?
Sure. What's the problem?
It's about your son. I'm tired of his making so much noise at all hours of the day.
I'm sorry. I'm sure he's not doing it on purpose.
I'm sure he's not. But we can do without the noise pollution, you know?
You're absolutely right. By the way, how was your party last night? It sure sounded like you had a great time. Now listen again. Mr. Chen is talking to his neighbor, Mrs. Wang.
May I have a word with you?
Sure. What's the problem?
It's about your son. I'm tired of his making so much noise at all hours of the day.
I'm sorry. I'm sure he's not doing it on purpose.
I'm sure he's not. But we can do without the noise pollution, you know?
You're absolutely right. By the way, how was your party last night? It sure sounded like you had a great time.
Lesson 13. Health comes first. Part 1. Reading. Smoking is bad in that it is harmful to one's health. In spite of the fact that doctors have even warned that it causes cancer, people still keep on smoking. In some Western countries, however, people are beginning to kick the bad habit. They realize that health should come first. To help them quit smoking, there are laws against cigarette advertising and smoking in public places. This is praiseworthy, except that Western countries are now selling cigarettes in the East in greater numbers than ever. That they are doing this is immoral, don't you think?
听力课堂，欢迎你。
听力课堂，欢迎。
听啊，讲啊。